Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional. Hey everybody, welcome back to the SMB Community Podcast. This is James Kernan with Kernan Consulting. And I, again, am here with my good friend, Amy Babinchek. Hey, Amy, good morning.
Hey, James. Good morning to you.
So what's the weather like up there? Is it freezing, frigid, and snowing?
The last couple of days have been a little brutal. It's been like, 7 degrees at night. So a little brutal. Last night, we had some fun, though. We got 16 members of the family together, and we went to the zoo lights. The zoo puts on a big holiday light show, and
I've been to the zoo. Yeah.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They put on a big light show every year, and we went and did that and went out to dinner afterwards. So the holiday family gatherings are in the swing.
Cool. Yeah, we're in the same boat. It was pretty cold this weekend. I think it went down to zero on Saturday night as a low, but it's supposed to be 45 today. So I think whatever snow's on the ground is going to melt.
Yeah, same here. It's going to be up into the 40s tomorrow. I'll be bummed when the snow melts off. We got maybe 4 or 5 inches on the ground. It just makes everything so pretty.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Put you in the Christmas spirit for sure.
It does. So what kind of question came in this week? What are people thinking about?
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. We'll dive right into it. But the question, I love this one. It's, what are the top opportunities for MSPs in 2026? So what do you see as the top opportunities, 1, 2, or 3 for MSPs?
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are thinking forward. I tend to think of the last quarter of the year, starting all the way back in October, is the time to be thinking about what you're doing in 2026. Right. Write it down. I keep it as a sticky note on a virtual sticky note on the desktop of my laptop all year round so that I can refer back to it. Right. Things I say I'm going to do, I tend to do. So that helps me stay on track. But what do I think the opportunities are for MSPs? Of course, it's got to be AI. I think it's definitely a disturbance in the force for MSPs. Mm-hmm. I think this truly shakes up the way that we've been doing business. Mm-hmm. AI is something that's really important to your clients right now. And if your business isn't ready to provide that service to them, then they might look elsewhere. Your clients are definitely looking for someone to lead them in the right direction for AI. They all know they need to be doing something. They don't know what that something is. Waiting is probably not a great strategy. I mean, we all know AI is not ready, really, but waiting isn't really a good strategy because this moves so fast. By the time you notice that it's time to, stop waiting, the wave will have passed you by. So I encourage everybody to jump in early on this one.
Yeah, I agree. AI should be number one on the list, of selecting your tools and really training your team and using it. You got to use it every day.
You got to use it for sure. The opportunity that goes along with this, what I think is going to be really nice project money for everyone, is the managing of data, right? Mm-hmm. So AI, privacy, and security all comes down to access to data, mm-hmm. and getting your services wrapped around the idea of protecting that data from AI and managing which AIs have access to data, what kind of access they're going to have to your data, going through and purging that data. Mm-hmm. No, if you don't want AI to see that data, then it better not be within its reach. Right. And so there's a lot of data work for MSPs to do. And a Unfortunately, I think it's a skill that a lot of MSPs don't have today. So what you said earlier about training up your people, I think data management, data security, data privacy is an area where MSPs should invest in training their people sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And then be your own guinea pig, you know, play around with it in your environment, you know, and master that before you try to monetize it and start running out talking to your customers or selling it, because you need to learn how to use it and protect that data first. That goes along with the training. So that's for sure. So AI is number one. What else do you think? What other things do you think are hot in 2026?
I think that compliance is hot. Mm-hmm. I think that falls under that. A lot of this stuff is going to sort of be in the orbit of AI, mm-hmm. you know, privacy, compliance. I think those are the hot topics.
Yeah, I agree. I see more and more, you know, chatter, at least inside our community, the Mastermind community, and then also from people I run into at conferences when I'm talking, but there's more and more chatter around CMMC, NIST, compliance, that those requirements, you know, you and I have been in the channel for a long time. I won't tell everybody how long, at least for me. But, you know, remember the when HIPAA came out, you know, it was like, oh, all these strict requirements, you better get this in place. It felt like there was no accountability at all. So we all just kind of go numb when there's supposedly, hey, you have to do these things or else. Well, they're really doing it. You know, they're really tightening the screws, at least on CMMC, you know, government contractors, you know, anybody that's doing business with the government, or if you're a subcontractor to a prime contractor, you know, you've got to get these things in place. And so,
yeah, there's two things really driving it, right? Government regulations are a strong driver. They're really cracking down. It's they're very serious about it. The other piece is the insurance industry.
Yeah.
Business insurance, not just cyber insurance, but regular old business insurance is beginning to have requirements for how you manage your data. Because everybody's realizing finally the business is the data. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's creeping its way into regular old business insurance with requirements, reporting requirements. So I would definitely keep an eye on that. That can also be an opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, that we can jump on that insurance industry stuff too. The thing is, though, there's a struggle for MSPs here. These are topics that they're not used to talking about with the clients, right?
Right.
MSPs are still going to market with endpoint management and help desk. Nobody wants to really talk about that anymore. So we're seeing the MSP sales getting slower, taking longer to close. And I think it's new skills going to be needed for 2026 in order to close on these types of deals and with this type of messaging.
Yep. I agree. And I also see for 2026, and it's a carryover from 2025 because it really, the numbers are up on the mergers and acquisition activity in the channel, but I see that as a continued opportunity in 2026. There was a ton of activity and more MSPs are learning growth by acquisition and, you know, investing in, buying other businesses in their market or other markets that they want to expand into, because it's pretty much a sure thing when you buy a book of business, as opposed to spending all that money and time and trying to organically grow, because that's been so challenging in the last couple of years also.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be a forever opportunity now. I think mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will be. I think that's something that's going to keep going in our industry from now on.
Okay. Well, that's good. I think we covered it. Those are probably the top three things that we see in 2026. And we'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts for 2026? Where are you going to invest some time and energy into your business plan for 2026? So email, we'd love to hear from you. Send that information over to james@kernanconsulting.com. And we'd love to share that on air. So All sorts of crazy stuff going on in the world. And I'm going to narrow it down. Instead of the world, we'll just kind of talk about the channel, right? The technology channel. But there was a good article, actually, I found out on Business of Tech with Dave Sobel. He's always got good content out there. I love following him. But he was talking about, you know, AI use soars, but the readiness really is lagging. And that headline caught my eyes and read through it. And it's pretty funny. I think it's spot on. But it's what you and I have been talking about. We just talked about it now, right, with the opportunity in 2026 around AI. But we've been talking about it all of 2025.
Yeah, we have been. And it is all about readiness. I mean, that's effectively what we just said. You got to get ready. You got to train your staff up. You have to start using AI.
Right.
And use yourself as an example. When your clients say, you start to talk to your clients about AI and they say, well, what are you doing? You know, oh, well, here's the things that we've tried. Here's the things that worked. Here's the things that flopped. You know, here's the kind of training that I'm putting my people through. Let's get some training for your people. Employees need training. You know, I just got done recording an AI course for business leaders. And my advice to them was that they invest 10 times the amount in their people in training that they do in the tech. And I think that goes forward for MSPs as well. You should start heavily investing in your staff and get them up to speed on AI.
Good. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And, you know, look, let's all be honest. You know, 2025 was a tough year. Everybody's busy. You know, I'm busy and I'm guilty of this. I'll be transparent. You know, I jumped on the AI bandwagon, started playing around more with, you know, bought licenses for Copilot, played around more with ChatGPT. So I've been using it, but then I realized several months go by and I haven't done anything with the Copilot license. You know, I just spent the money. I have it, but I haven't gone through the training until recently on that. So I think we're all guilty of that, but the training is such an important piece. I was just talking to a client last week about this topic, and it was really funny because we were doing business planning, right, for 2026, and they had AI on there. I said, well, specifically, what are you going to do with AI? Just don't put AI as one of your top initiatives. Elaborate. What are you going to do? And it boiled down to, you know, the training part. And I said, I'm glad that you said that because that's the area where people are really lacking. And it reminded me of the book I read eons and eons ago. Remember that book? It's called The 1 Minute Manager.
Oh, yeah.
1 Minute Manager. Yeah. So it's just such an easy read. I remember reading that in college. And it, one of the golden nuggets, and I still talk about it when I speak in public, you know, it's a great way of, you know, accountability and growth is leaders need to, number one, set goals and expectations in writing for their employees. Okay. So set goals and expectations in writing. Number two was train your employees how to meet and exceed your goals and expectations. So the training part, that's our responsibility, right, to roll out training for them. And then the third part, then you can hold them accountable by writing big fat commission checks or giving them high fives in praise in public or scold in private, you know, whatever. But you have to follow that order. And a lot of us always skip that second part. And I see a lot of people doing that with their AI initiatives. You know, I was guilty of it too. So I just wanted to share that. I thought that was funny.
Yep. There's always a lack of investment in training amongst our clients big time, but amongst MSPs internally for sure. Hey, another thing that just came to mind that I've been giving a lot of thought to, as MSPs are giving their staff new responsibilities and they're thinking about what their AI program is going to be and getting their staff trained up. Simultaneously, you have to start thinking about what you're going to stop asking them to do. Because you are adding responsibilities, you are adding services. So either you're going to add people or you're going to scale back on some of the things that you're doing, which maybe your clients aren't valuing as highly anymore. Yeah. So I would encourage folks to give that some thought as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
just wrapping up my AI class, I'm really excited. This is the last week of it, and this is the week when the students come forward and they present their plans for how their MSP is going to roll out their AI offering to their clients. And that's one of the questions that I have them including is, right, how are you going to staff this? How are you going to find those brain cycles and hours in the day for people to actually provide this AI service that you want to offer? And yeah, I'll be interested to see what they come up with.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. And for the record, I've got some of my mastermind members, my clients actually have pushed over your direction or going through that class right now. We haven't compared notes on it, but one of them specifically who's based in Iowa, an MSP up in Northern Iowa, was just saying what great content it was that it's, that, you know, he's implementing a plan now.
Oh, good.
So love the content. So good job. Yeah,
thanks for that feedback.
So a couple other things I just wanted to quickly chat about in the news, the MSP titans of the industry. So that was all over LinkedIn. What a cool event this has kind of turned out to be.
Yeah. You know, you see, boy, it got a lot of splashy news, right? Everybody was out promoting it on LinkedIn and, you know, they were in their tuxedos and fancy dress and doing the walk in Beverly Hills and with great photo ops and everything.
Oh yeah.
And the whole point of this is for these businesses, these winners, finalists, runners up, right? They have all the categories, tons of categories. Like there isn't a titan of the industry.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of titans of the industry. There's a ton of categories that were awarded. And so all of those people get to go back to their local market and say, you know, hey, we just won this award, or we were runner up for this major award. And mm-hmm. here's the picture, you know, here's some photos of us at the thing. Use that in there. They're going to use that all year.
Yeah.
2026, this was part of their strategy for 2026. I think it's brilliant. You know, I used to do similar things, you know, periodically I would apply, you know, put in for the MSP 501 and 100 MSBs, all of those things, because you get that marketing material back. You know, I also put in for some things locally with the local regional business magazine, right? They have a thing, right? We got into that as a winner over there. The state had one. We were a winner there as well. And not that many people apply for these. So when you do, it's not like you're hoping to win the lottery, which is up to $1 billion, by the way, in the Powerball.
Oh, that's all. Oh.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, if you can get by with a few extra dollars, you know,
yeah.
spare some money for a lotto ticket. This isn't like winning the lottery. This is almost a guaranteed win.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of you winning is so great if you fill out that form.
Yeah.
And the upside for your marketing is fantastic.
Yeah, you could repurpose all those photos, that content, press releases, you know, videos from it on social media, your website, your proposals. It's a great credibility builder. And I really like what this has morphed into. I remember seeing, and it's only been around for a couple of years, but I mean, it seemed like it was the who's who in the industry for sure. There were a lot of people I recognized. Several of my clients were nominated, and that was refreshing to see. But it's a black tie event at the Beverly Hills Hilton. That was really cool. Really cool. And I really appreciate what you said is use this and leverage this. If you were there, if you were nominated, you won. That's the kind of content that people love seeing, your prospects, your customers, your vendors, your employees, you know, that should be all over your social media feed and your website. That's good marketing.
For sure.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, I got to make fun of crypto again a little bit, but JP Morgan just had an article out there that I just recently reviewed, and they've got a mutual fund really built around crypto, and they're touting that it's a high growth opportunity. They've, you know, hedged the bets and it's not as volatile, whether, you know, if you invested directly into it yourself. But I just find it interesting that big companies like JP Morgan are investing more time and energy into crypto. And I'm still trying to figure out what the hell it is. Right.
Hey, yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I put $1,500 down into an account and bought a bunch of different cryptos. And I even have a bot trader working on my behalf. Oh. And I'll tell you, periodically I lose $300. Periodically I win $300, but it just sort of hovers around the same amount always been for the last couple of years. Yeah. So it's just it's a really volatile market. I think it's hard to make money in it. I don't know that we know what this is really going to turn into someday. I mean, it'll replace the penny, I suppose, but...
Well, that's gone. Or at least they're not producing them anymore.
Not producing them anymore. I can't believe how many people are disturbed by that idea. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, crypto. I'm not making any money in crypto. I actually don't know anybody who is. I think it's a little bit like gambling at this point. You know, yeah. People are they'll tout about how much money they made, you know, when they went to Las Vegas and then how much they lost along the way to get to that winning.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. It seemed like, you know, 10 years ago, it was hot, big return on investments, you know, lots of stories about people making it big, and then it just kind of fizzled out. So anyway, we'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think of crypto? You know, is that something that you're investing in and why? So again, just reach out either through the website or through email. We'd love to get your perspective on that also. Well, hey, I think that's going to be a wrap for us. We went through what I wanted to share with everybody, but Amy, thanks for jumping on, and we'll catch up with everybody next week. Okay.
We'll see you then.
Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.